Enjoy this free version of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. You can get access to all the calls on Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Gina, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Laura. I really value your advice on my situation here. I was recently contacted by a niece that I never knew from my brother-in-law, if that makes sense.
So that's husband's brother?
Yes.
Contacted you and not your husband?
Yes.
Why would you do that, I wonder? You're not the relative. He is.
I don't know. It was via Facebook.
I see.
We call that
contacting people now. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So she reached out. I didn't know who it was at first, but in the back of my mind, I knew, I guess.
So what is this? An illegitimate kid he'd made somewhere?
Yes.
And how old is she?
No. She's 21 now. She has a child of her own.
What did your husband say to this?
He wanted me to leave it alone.
Because he doesn't want to mess up the relationship with his brother?
The whole family, yes, ma'am.
So the whole family knows?
Yes, ma'am. He's kind of, he's the baby of the family, very protected. Everything about him is pretty much hush-hush. We knew he had other children. We just never knew who they were or what the status of where they are, you know?
So your husband knows that he's a scumbag and that the family is catering to a scumbag, and he'd like you to cater to a scumbag also.
Yes.
That's the man you married?
Oh, please don't say that.
Gee, what do you tell him on your anniversary? I'm so happy I found you.
Jeez. He's very different from his brother.
No, he's not. He's protecting his brother and the family and everybody, but this poor girl.
But when I went with my viewpoint, he agreed. He saw my viewpoint. He understood.
But he told you to leave it alone.
Yes.
I understand. Yes. Now shut up and go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. My opinion, and I normally tell women, don't do things that mess with the husband's family, blah, blah, blah. But when they're scumbags, you tell your husband you're going to invite her and her kids and her husband over for dinner.
Really? Oh, I would love that.
Well, that's what you're going to do.
Okay.
Is that just because your family is scumbags? I know, honey, you're not.
Right.
So you just tell your husband how wonderful he is. Make believe he never said leave it alone.
Right. But we're going to welcome her.
Totally.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm still able to do this, but if not, I'll pay for it myself. I'm going to put you on hold and give you some flowers from 1-800-Flowers. I think last week they were letting me do this, but if they're not, I'll pay for it. You deserve flowers.
I'm not looking for that, but thank you.
Well, I know you didn't call. They don't have it. She wants flowers. Give her flowers. They didn't write that. It's okay. I came up with it. So I'll put you on hold. Besides, I think it ran out, but no worries. Yeah, just charge it to me. My number, 1-800-375, or just call them and tell them to extend it. They should extend it. How about 20 weeks a year? I think they would go for that. No.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. Like what you're hearing? Get more calls and entire episodes of Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.